So today's class will be given by Her Grace Kalasudha Mataji, Conquering the Hearts in Three Steps. This is, today is Vaman Dwadashi, Vaman Day's appearance day. So honoring Vaman Day, Vaman Sri Vaman Day Ki Jai. So is Kalasudha Mataji, are you there?
Yes, Hare Krishna Mataji, Dandavat Pranam.
Hare Krishna.
Srila Prabhupada and Srila Guru Maharaj. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Mataji. Thank you very much. Dandavat Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to Guru Maharaj. Thank you very much for giving your valuable time and association to us this morning and enlightening us on the pastimes of Lord Vamanadev. I now hand over the call to you. Hare Krishna Mataji.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much for this opportunity. Very grateful to all of you for joining in. We'd also like to thank our online viewers. Thank you very much for joining in and giving us your association. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskrityam Naram Shaiva Narottamam Devim Saraswatim Vyasam Tato Jayamudire Nashtaprayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavat Sevaya Bhagavati Yatama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya cha Nanda Gopa Kumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha Nama Pankajanabhaya Nama Pankajamaline Nama Pankajanetraya Namaste Pankajaksaye Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. We thank the organizers for giving us this opportunity to speak on this very, very beautiful topic and on a very auspicious day of the appearance day of Lord Vamanadev and also of Srila Jiva Goswami Pad. So today is very special. Actually, yesterday, today, and tomorrow, these 3 days are extremely special. Yesterday was Ekadashi, today is Vamana Dwadashi, and tomorrow we fast for Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. It's his appearance day tomorrow. So a very nice 3 days absorbed in the meditation of these three wonderful personalities. So I thought that we can start by reciting the verse from Sri Gita Govinda, written by Srila Jayadev Goswami, which is part of the Sri Dasavatara Stotra. And this is text number 5, where the glories of Lord Vamanadeva is being established by Srila Jayadev Goswami. Chalaya Sivikramanebalim Adbhuta Vamana
padana khanira janita jana pavana keshava jita vavana rupa jaya jagadisha hare jaya jagadisha hare jaya jagadisha hare. O Keshava, O Lord of the universe, O Lord Hari, who have assumed the form of a dwarf Brahmana, all glories to you. O wonderful dwarf, by your massive steps, you deceive King Bali, and by the Ganges water that has emanated from the nails of your lotus feet, you deliver all living beings within this world. Om Agyanati Nirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmulitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Namam Vishnu Pradaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Radhanath Swaminiti Namine. Namam Vishnu Pradaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Jaya Pataka Swaminiti Namine. Namah Acharya Pradaya Nithaya Kuma Pradaya Nigora Kathadhamada Nagara Gramatharine. Namam Vishnu Pradaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschati Deshatharine. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda. Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivastava Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. You know, every time on this particular day, on Vamana Dwadashi, I remember a very wonderful pastime, and I thought I can start today by reciting and sharing that pastime with all of you. It was in the year 1998, on this very day of Vamana Dwadashi, that at 8 o'clock in the morning, His Grace Jananivas Prabhu was giving the Srimad Bhagavatam class. And he was reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, you know, the part where Vamana Dev's appearance is glorified in the Srimad Bhagavatam. He was reading from there. And as soon as he read the line that, so thus Vamana Dev appeared, he just walked into the sacrificial arena. And, you know, the beauty of Lord Vamanadeva was being described. And, you know, how he walked into the sacrificial arena of Bali Maharaj, little dwarf Brahmana boy. As soon as Jananivas Prabhu was reading that particular section, suddenly we heard, I mean, all of us were sitting in front of Radha Madhava, and Jananivas Prabhu was speaking, and the temple room shook. There was an earthquake, a trembling that happened. And we all, you know, shouted in ecstasy. And, you know, we could see, you know, very visibly that we all shook. The entire temple room was shaking. The deities had just, you know, been closed for taking bhoga offering. So the curtains were closed. But, you know, but we could see everything around us. Now, you know, even Jananivas Prabhu suddenly just started shaking on his Vyasasan. We all shouted out that Vamanadeva had come. Jai Vamanadeva, Vamanadeva ki jai. So Vamanadeva made his appearance. And you remember it was like three trembling, like that. A very far out experience. In the Mayapur Dham, Sri Mayapur Dham is such a, all of these dhams, you know, Jagannath Puri, Vrindavan, all of these dhams are so vibrant, so potent. And when such pure devotees, when they are invoking the Supreme Personality of Godhead, especially on these auspicious days, the Lord has no other way of escaping other than coming and appearing, you know. So that was something we experienced firsthand. We could see how Lord Vamanadeva was really coming. There was like earth-shattering vibrations. We'll never forget that experience. So in Mayapur, there's a very special celebration on this day every year. You can see pictures online. Tomorrow maybe you'll see it. But one of the youngest Gurukulis, you know, from Bhaktivedanta Puna Maharaj's Gurukul, His Holiness Bhaktivedanta Puna Maharaj's Gurukul, the youngest boy, you know, like a 5-year-old boy, is selected to play the role of Vamanadev. And he comes at, 11:45 in the afternoon. He comes in front of Radha Madhava and Jananivas Prabhu, Pankajangri Prabhu, all the pujaris. They actually, welcome this boy who holds an umbrella. He holds a kamandalu, who is dressed up as Vamanadev. He wears the deer skin also. And he comes, and there's a beautiful throne that is made, and that boy is made to sit on the throne. And Jananivas Prabhu himself washes the lotus feet of that little boy, Vamanadev, and then, worships the lotus feet of that little boy. And then they offer bhoga to him. Jananivas Prabhu personally feeds the little boy. And this is how Vamana Dwadashi is actually celebrated in Mayapur till today. Very, very special. Very special. So I wish some centers around ISKCON should actually inculcate this and, celebrate in this way, at least on a Sunday. We can celebrate Vamana Dwadashi like this. It's nice and festive. And we are honoring Vamanadev in this way. So I just wanted to start off with that note. So here, we all know the pastime that how Vamanadev, he appeared so amazingly. Vamanadev came because Indra was very, very insecure. He was very insecure that, thank you, Vinaya, that last year Atlanta Temple had it. Okay, very good. Very good to know that. Thank you for sharing it. So, Indra was so insecure because Bali Maharaj was performing 100 Rajasuya sacrifices. And if he performs those 100 sacrifices, then he can become the next Indra. So Indra was very insecure, and then he approached the Supreme Lord that, my dear Lord, if Bali Maharaj, he is a daitya, he is a demon. If he becomes Indra, what will happen of me? So then Vishnu was like, okay, fine, don't worry, I'll take care of it. So then Lord Vishnu appeared as this beautiful golden child of Vamanadev. And there's such a beautiful picture of Lord Vamanadev that has been described, that as soon as Vamanadev appeared to Aditi and Kashyapa Muni, he came as this golden child. He had golden hair, which was tied up in a top notch, like a little bun he had around his hair. His eyes were so beautiful, elongated lotus-like eyes, lotus-petaled eyes. And he was fair complexion, very, very fair. His lips were reddish. He had a beautiful moon-like face. And he was so small. He was a dwarf, tiny, tiny little boy. And he had a little cane umbrella, and he had a kamandalu in his hand, a water pot in his hand. And he had beads, little tiny beads in his right hand, left hand holding the kamandalu. And his lotus feet were so soft, so tiny. It felt as if his lotus feet could shelter the entire creation, but at the same time, so fragile, so delicate, so tender. How could both of these two opposites come into one? Was getting confusing for his parents and anybody who would see the beauty of Lord Vamanadev. It was so beautiful. And his lotus feet was especially so captivating. They were so tiny, so tender, so delicate. But anyone who would see those lotus feet, those reddish lotus feet, they would feel that, if I just sit here at the lotus feet, I will be sheltered from all dangers of this world. Those lotus feet were able to, had the potency to shelter the entire creation. But at the same time, so delicate, so soft. And Vamanadev, he wore this deer skin, and he was so tender, so fragile, so beautiful. He was like a porcelain doll. So beautiful, Vamanadev. And when Bali Maharaj was performing his 100th sacrifice, the last sacrifice, which after which he would get the post of Indra,
At that moment, Vamanadeva walked in into the sacrificial arena. And he came there and he just shouted out, Bhiksham Dehi, please give me some alms. And as soon as Bali Maharaj heard that, you know, it is said that a perfect ruler, a perfect king, Srila Prabhupada explains in that Srimad Bhagavatam purport, that he says that a king is only qualified to do or engage in sacrificial sacrifices, in engaging in sacrifices, only when each and every, you know, person in his empire, in his kingdom, is completely satisfied. That they have nothing else to ask, like, which means that the brahmanas have been fed very nicely, everyone has been given in charity very nicely. After receiving their blessings and their permission, the king actually performs any kind of fire sacrifice. So Bali Maharaj actually had done everything. He had, you know, he had taken the permission, the blessing, and given so much in charity already to all the brahmanas. So much charity he had given. And he had fed his entire, you know, kingdom. He has given them such big and sumptuous feast. Everyone was completely satisfied. So by taking their blessings, their permission, then Bali Maharaj started doing the yajna. But at that very moment when he started, at that time, Vamanadeva walked in and he said, Bhiksham Dehi. That means there is still one person who is wanting something from Bali Maharaj. So therefore, Bali Maharaj got up from the sacrificial arena and he got up from the sacrifice because he wanted to fulfill the desire of this little Brahmana boy. Because if even one person is unsatisfied, the king will not get the benefit of performing that particular yajna. That is the verdict of the Shastra. So that is why the kings were so careful in giving in proper charity. So thus, when Vamanadeva asked for bhiksha, for charity, Bali Maharaj immediately got up and he walked out of the sacrificial arena and he came and he was just stunned. He was stunned and he was mesmerized by seeing the beauty of this beautiful Lord Vamana. So tender, so delicate. He was looking like a bloomed golden lotus flower. So beautiful, so exotic looking. He was as brilliant as millions and millions of suns combined together. As if, you know, so many suns had arisen together and so bright, so effulgent, Lord Vamanadeva was looking. Bali Maharaj was completely mesmerized and he said, yes, my dear Lord, what can I do for you? And then, of course, we know how Vamanadeva, he asked for 3 steps of land. And then Bali Maharaj said, you with your tiny, tender lotus feet, you know, tiny, tiny lotus feet, how much land can you get? What can you get in 3 steps of land? It's impossible to get anything more. So why don't you ask for, you know, little pretty, pretty girls, or you ask for, you know, as much as land you want, you ask for big, big palaces, you ask for a complete planet, I can give you an entire planet. Why are you asking for 3 steps? So then Vamanadeva just smiled very graciously at Bali Maharaj and said, my dear Bali Maharaj, you already have conquered 2 worlds. You've got the Bhuloka and you've got this, you know, you've got the Pataloka also. And now you're desiring Swargaloka. Are you satisfied? You are the, you know, owner of so much already. But you're not satisfied. You're wanting more. So I just want to be satisfied with my 3 steps. You just give me only 3 steps. Of course, this has a very deep meaning. This statement by Vamanadeva has a very deep meaning. That, of course, we can never be satisfied. You know, our desire, once we feel that, okay, I want to become a millionaire. After becoming a millionaire, we want to become a billionaire, then a trillionaire. Then the desire keeps going on and on and on. We never feel satisfied.
But desires never feel, okay, now we can relax. Well, I have achieved everything that I want. I got nothing more to achieve. Does that ever come? Does that feeling ever come? Never comes. We always feel that we have to just keep getting more. We have to keep rising higher and higher and higher and higher. That is material world. And what is spiritual world? Spiritual world, there is a fight for becoming lower and lower and lower and lower and lower, trying to be the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant. That is spiritual life. And in material life, you want to become the master, the owner, and the owner, and the owner. That's what we want to keep doing in the material world. So thus, Vamanadev said, there is never a satiation. There's never that a point will come of saturation that, yes, now I got what I want. I don't want anything else. That situation will never come in this material world. It will never be there. So Vamanadeva is meaning by this that therefore what can we do to get that kind of feeling? How can we cultivate that kind of feeling that we don't want anything else in this world? And that answer is also given through this pastime of Vamanadeva by the action of Bali Maharaj. That when he, Atma Nivedanam, when Bali Maharaj completely surrendered everything to the lotus feet of Vamanadeva and then asked him to place his third foot on his head, that is complete surrender. So only when we do have complete surrender to the Supreme Lord, that is the point of our saturation. That is the point that we don't want anything else. Because we are completely satisfied under the tender, loving, delicate lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We feel completely satisfied, completely full. Nothing more to achieve beyond this. We realize that, which Bali Maharaj did. Bali Maharaj's pastime also has so many lessons that we can learn. This is one of them. The other one is that when should Guru be rejected? When should we know that, yes, whether our Guru is bona fide or not? When the Guru tells us not to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that circumstance we should reject the Guru just like what Bali Maharaj did. Because Bali Maharaj was, you know, wanting to fulfill the desire of Vamanadeva by offering the three steps of land like he asked. At that time, Shukracharya, by his mystic potency, he immediately understood that this is actually not an ordinary child, it's actually Lord Vishnu himself. So he came and warned Bali Maharaj, that, my dear Bali Maharaj, don't do this. Don't give your promise. Don't give this in charity. This is not an ordinary boy. This is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu. He has come to take away everything from you. Don't do this. He'll take away everything from you. So when Shukracharya said this, Bali Maharaj said, how can I do that? For whom we are doing this yajna? You are supposed to tell me to go and start serving the Supreme Lord, and you are telling me to stop doing that? Therefore, I reject you. Bali Maharaj rejected his spiritual master. So this also the lesson is taught, under what circumstances should we reject a spiritual master? When the spiritual master talks about not rendering service to Krishna, about not serving the devotees, about not serving Krishna, that's when we should know that, yes, this is not a bona fide guru. So under such circumstances, the Shastra instructs us to give up such spiritual masters. So this is one thing that we learn, one of the lessons that we learn from Bali Maharaj and Vamanadeva's pastimes. Then of course we know how, when Bali Maharaj finally gave in charity, at that time Vamanadeva started expanding. He became his huge Urukrama form, you know, his Trivikrama form. He assumed this gigantic form. And then, you know, he lifted his first leg and he conquered all the higher planetary systems. And when Vamanadeva did that, at that time he penetrated with his little toe, he penetrated the heavenly planets, which made the Ganges flow down. Of course, there are other pastimes. We all know how Mother Ganges comes down to this world, but this is also one of the other ways that Mother Ganges came down. That is why it is said that Ganga Mata is actually Charanamrita of the Lord. For this reason, because when a hole was made, at that time Ganges flew, you know, she started flowing down, and when she was flowing down, she washed the lotus feet of Lord Vamanadeva. So therefore, the dust of the lotus feet of Lord Vamanadeva got mixed into the waters of the Ganges, and that is why she is saffron in color. Because, you know, Ganges was, you know, like water is white, right? No color, basically. And then when the reddish dye of the lotus feet of Lord Vamanadeva got mixed in, she turned into this saffronish color, this orangish color. And that's the color that we see of Mother Ganges till today. That she is so saffron in color, it is because she washed the lotus feet of Lord Vamanadeva. And of course, Gaura Ganga, the Ganga in Mayapur, is golden, golden saffron color. Because Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu sported in the waters of Mother Ganges in Mayapur. So that's why she has a different color there. So anyways, so that is why Ganga is considered to be Charanamrita. It's the water that washed the lotus feet of Lord Vamanadeva. And then the second, you know, foot, he covered, Lord Vamanadeva covered all the Bhuloka, everything that Bali Maharaj owned in Bhuloka. By this two steps only, he conquered everything that Bali Maharaj owned. Nothing remained. So then Vamanadeva said, "My dear Bali Maharaj, you promised me three steps of land, but I took away whatever was yours in two steps. But still you owe me one more step. So where should I keep my one more step?" So another pastime, another lesson that this pastime teaches us is ego. When we have ego, false ego, you know, it's like a balloon. You know, it's so much filled up with hot air of our ego, of our false ego, that we are so great. We are the master of this. This is my property. This is my qualities. This is my services. This is the realm in which I offer my services. That's my balloon of my false ego. It's filled with that hot air. It's terrible. So what does Krishna do? He will just take a needle and he'll go pick, and then that balloon will go, bah, it will just blow up into, you know, millions and zillions of pieces. And sometimes that noise can be very, very painful. Our ego's breaking, bursting, it can be very painful. When ego is hurt, when our false ego is hurt, when Krishna scrapes out, you know, when imagine if you have a vessel which is, you know, burnt. How stubborn the burn marks become on the vessel. And we have to keep, you know, first we have to keep it soaked for at least 2 hours, you know, let the detergent soak in, and then we take sometimes, you know, the steel wool, and then we scrub, 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 scrub. Sometimes the steel wool also doesn't do its work. What do we do then? We take like the knife, the edge of the knife, and then we scrape with that. And that's how the stubborn stains, the burn marks, are gone away and your vessel starts shining again. So imagine our heart is filled with such stubborn marks, burnt marks, not only of this lifetime, but of millions and millions and millions of lifetimes. So how much steel wool, how much of knife scraping is needed on our heart, on the walls of our heart, to make it shiny again, so that the Lord can come and reside in our heart? It's a thought to think about. That so much we need to do to purify ourselves. It's not an easy job. It's a very difficult and a very painful job. But the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is the best soaking agent. It's the best, you know, dirt absorbing agent. The more we chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, the easier it becomes to scrape out the dirt. That is the glory of chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. That is by the mercy of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu that we have this opportunity to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Let's not take this lightly. Let us chant, knowing that this is the best process, the only process by which we can really cleanse our heart. Only with this we can become purified. Otherwise, we have no hope. So thus, when we are clean, when we are purified, then we can start relishing the nectar of chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. That's when we will realize that yes, chant and be happy, that happy we will start realizing it. Now we are a little bit on the hippie platform. So we are just doing it very mechanically. But mechanical chanting is good. It's, you know, wonderful. It is at least on the path to perfect chanting. So let's continue that sincerely. And when we do that sincerely, then Srila Prabhupada and our Guru Vargas, Lord Nityananda Prabhu, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, they will take care that we will be able to experience pure unalloyed bliss by this chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. That's a guarantee. Thus, Vamanadev, when he told Bali Maharaj, who thought that he owned so much, and who was actually in beginning ridiculing Vamanadev, that you want only 3 steps? You ask, it's like an insult. I own so much, and with your tiny little steps, you're asking me only 3 steps. So that was Vamanadev, you know, that was Bali Maharaj's ego that he was showing to Vamanadev. And Vamanadev, with just 2 steps, he just pricked the hot air balloon of Bali Maharaj's ego. And then Bali Maharaj realized, yes, I have nothing. Bali Maharaj was like, I just don't have anything right now to offer to you, my Lord. What can I give you other than myself? So at least I have something. I can offer myself to you. Atma Nivedana. So Bali Maharaj, you know, the famous dialogue that we all know, it's used in, I think, in Bollywood movies. I always hear my cousin speaking about it. You know, that those who lose but ultimately win, they are called bazigar. You know, in Hindi, there's the saying, "Har ke jeetne wale ko bazigar kehte hain." So it applies in the case of Bali Maharaj. You know, he became a pure devotee, a Mahajan. You know, although he lost everything, but he still became a Mahajan. He's one of the 12 Mahajans. Bali Maharaj is such a great personality. We worship Bali Maharaj, although he's a demon. But he was such a glorified personality. Because he lost everything, but by surrendering himself to Krishna, he gained everything back. He got Krishna, and because he got Krishna, he had everything. So although he apparently lost everything, he got more than that because he got Krishna. Krishna himself, you know, became his sold-out servant. Really, literally, Krishna promised Bali Maharaj that, yes, I will be a doorkeeper in the Sutala planet where you will be. So till today, Bali Maharaj's doorkeeper is Lord Vishnu. Lord Vishnu is the doorkeeper, like a servant to Bali Maharaj. He became perfect. He perfected his life in the 9th process of devotional service, which is Atma Nivedanam, surrendering everything to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Atma Nivedanam, complete surrender.
That is Bali Maharaj. So when Bali Maharaj, you know, these are some of the instructive pastimes or instructive lessons from this particular pastime of Bali Maharaj and Srila Vamanadev. One other very sweet pastime which falls in this category, which flows into the Krishna Leela, is this one, that when Bali Maharaj, when he was coming out of the sacrificial arena to meet with this little Batuk Brahmana, Vamanadev, at that time the family members of Bali Maharaj also came out, and amongst the family members of Bali Maharaj was Bali Maharaj's sister, Ratnamala. And she was a very beautiful, very, very, very amazing lady she was. And when she saw the beauty of Vamanadev, she was completely mesmerized. She was so overwhelmed with motherly affection for this little Vamanadev. She just doted upon that little child, and she said, I wish one day I would have a child like this. And actually her motherhood was so strong, her vatsalya, Ras, became so strong that actually milk started oozing out from her chest. And she was not able to control her motherly affection for Vamanadev. Seeing his beauty, seeing his, you know, childish nature, she just couldn't, you know, control herself. She was so much in love with this Lord Vamanadev. But when Lord Vamanadev, you know, became, so Vamanadev, you know, he is, you know, Bhavagrahi Janardhan. So when Ratnamala Devi, when she was desiring to, you know, have a child like Vamanadev and to, you know, feed her own milk to such a child, she had that desire. So then Vamanadev said the tathastu to that. He honored that bhava, that emotion of Ratnamala. But later, when Vamanadev took on his Urukrama form and he became gigantic, and then when he put his lotus feet, or the third lotus feet, on Bali Maharaj's head and pushed him down to the Sutala Loka, at that time Ratnamala was so angry. She became so angry that she said that if I have such a child and my child would do such a thing, I am so angry that I would actually mix poison along with my milk and feed it to that child. Vamanadev said tathastu to that also, because she was doing it with so much love. Because Krishna is Bhavagrahi. He just takes our emotion, whatever is our emotion, Krishna reciprocates accordingly. So in her next life, Ratnamala's desires were fulfilled, because she came as Putana when Krishna himself appeared, the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself appeared as Krishna in the house of Nanda Maharaj. At that time, the first demoness to come to kill Krishna was Putana. And Putana's desire, you know, I mean, Ratnamala's desire to feed poisoned milk to Krishna was fulfilled in this form as Putana. How merciful Krishna is. So, you know, and look at the mercy of Krishna, that when Krishna, he drank the poisoned milk of Putana. He fulfilled that desire of Putana's, of Ratnamala's. He drank that poisoned milk. And he not only sucked out that poisoned milk, but he also sucked out her life air. And he killed her. He killed her, but because Putana had offered her own milk to Krishna, Krishna considered her to be on the platform of mother. And Putana was immediately transported to the spiritual world as Krishna's mother. That is how merciful Krishna is.
that Krishna doesn't really see that, oh, you're my enemy. You have come to give me poison, so go. I just don't like you. I hate you. And, you know, you will be in hell for all of eternity. No. Krishna is so kind, so forgiving, and that he just takes the good and he leaves the bad. He forgets the bad. And he just took the good intent of Putana, that she offered Krishna her own milk, and that is why she got the position of being Krishna's mother. How merciful Krishna is. If we don't take shelter of such a merciful personality, then it's our greatest misfortune. So we must understand what a great fortune we have by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, by the mercy of our Guru Vargas, by the mercy of Vaishnavas, that we have the access to chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, to realize these glories, these mystical potencies of Krishna, and to understand these pastimes of Krishna, so that we can make a change in our own life. We can make a change in our own behavior. Forgetting envy, forgetting, you know, animosity towards others. Let's try to really love others genuinely. Let's wish good for everybody. Sarvena sukhina bhavantu. Let everybody be happy. Let everybody be blessed with Krishna prema, Krishna mati rastu. That is the desire of a pure devotee. No feelings in their heart whatsoever. We must try to cultivate it. And once we try to cultivate it, at least when we are in the process of even cultivating it, trust me, you will feel a sense of liberation. When we hold no grudges against anybody, we feel so light. We feel deeply connected with Krishna. It's a very liberating feeling. Well, it's a very difficult thing to do, there's no doubt about it, but we must nonetheless practice it. That is why it's called sadhana bhakti, that we are practicing what we are trying to hear and learn from these pastimes. We are practicing it. That is sadhana bhakti. And on these special days of Vamana Dwadashi, these wonderful, wonderful, auspicious days, has special potency. When we listen to these pastimes on this special day, and when we make appeal, a special appeal to the Lord, that my dear Lord, this is my fallen condition, and please, please, you know my fallen condition, please raise me from there. Please allow me to become purified and chant your holy names in a better way. Allow me to do that. And the Lord is pleased with that sincerity, and a sincere heart is the only qualification we need to have for reciprocation of the Lord's mercy. So I'd like to conclude that today is also the day of Srila Jiva Goswami. So I thought I'll just read the 7th and the 8th verses of Sri Shad Goswami Ashtakam, written by Srinivas Acharya. But we all know about Jiva Goswami. Jiva Goswami was the youngest of the Shada Goswamis. He is the youngest and the most brightest. He was in fact a nephew of Rupa and Sanatan. He was Rupa Sanatan had an elder brother called Anupam, and Jiva Goswami is the son of Anupam. So Rupa and Sanatan were actually his uncles. And Jiva Goswami was one of the brightest. And Srila Prabhupada, in many, many lectures, Srila Prabhupada says that he is of a personality that is na bhuta na bhavishyati, that Jiva Goswami is such a learned scholar that there will never be anyone like him before, that there was never anyone like him before, and neither will there anyone be like him in the future. That's the position of Jiva Goswami. Very, very, you know, ardent scholar. He has written the most famous Shat Sandarbhas, and most of our literatures is based on Srila Jiva Goswami's teachings. And Srila Jiva Goswami He accepted Srila Sanatan Goswami. He accepted Diksha from Sanatan Goswami. But he wanted to, you know, Rupa Goswami, he said, although Sanatan is elder to Rupa, so Jiva Goswami, you know, went to Rupa Goswami first and said, please give me Diksha. Rupa said, no, you know, go take from Sanatan. He's elder, so you should go take, you know, initiation from him. So then Jiva Goswami came to Sanatan Goswami and said, please give me Diksha. And then Sanatan Goswami said, no, I'm not qualified. You go take initiation from Rupa and I'll give you Shiksha. No worries. And, you know, when he was sent back like this, then Rupa Goswami initiated him. But he took Shiksha from Sanatan Goswami. And Jiva Goswami has very, very beautiful, sweet pastimes with both of these uncles of his, Rupa and Sanatan. That would take a separate class to talk about the glories of Srila Jiva Goswami. Maybe we can do it some other time. But nonetheless, just wanted to stress on this aspect of Jiva Goswami, that Jiva Goswami was not only the best scholar or the most ardent scholar, but he was the best devotee also. I mean, such a rare combination. You know, when anyone becomes scholarly, they become proud of their scholarly achievements. But Srila Jiva Goswami was so scholarly, but at the same time, he was a pure devotee, filled with amazing nectarian qualities of humility, of, you know, pridelessness, of, you know, compassion towards all living entities. He was so merciful, so compassionate, so forgiving. These were the qualities that Jiva Goswami was adorned with. So Jiva Goswami, very, very powerful acharya of our society, and he was the guru also of the famous personalities who started the first book distribution in our sampradaya, Srinivas Acharya, Narottam Das Thakur, so these personalities, they were disciples of Janava Mata and they took Shiksha from Srila Jiva Goswami. So like this entire combination of this entire period of having Janava Mata, Jiva Goswami and, you know, Shada Goswami was a very, very different era. And we know that what we see of Vrindavan today is because of what these six Goswamis did. They, under the instructions of Srila Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, these six Goswamis actually revived Vrindavan. All the lost holy places, they revived each and every one of them. They founded the most amazing temples, in Vrindavan that we see today. So all of these Goswamis, especially Srila Jiva Goswami, we're extremely grateful to, and we beg for their blessings. Like Srinivas Acharya is saying in this text 7 and text 8 of Sri Sada Goswami Ashtakam, he says, I offer my respectful obeisances unto the six Goswamis, namely Sri Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Sri Jiva Goswami, and Sri Gopal Bhatta Goswami, who were sometimes on the bank of the Radha Kund Lake or on the shores of the Jamuna and sometimes at Vamsi Vata. There they appeared just like madmen in the full ecstasy of love for Krishna, exhibiting different transcendental symptoms in their bodies, and they were merged in the ecstasy of Krishna consciousness. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the six Goswamis, namely Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Jiva Goswami, and Gopal Bhatta Goswami, who were chanting very loudly everywhere in Vrindavan, shouting, O Queen of Vrindavan, O Sri Radhe, O Lalite, O Son of Nanda Maharaj, where are you all now? Are you just on the hill of Govardhan? Or are you under the trees of the bank of the Jamuna? Where are you? These were their moods in executing Krishna consciousness. So Srila Jiva Goswami and the Shada Goswamis of Vrindavan, this is the kind of mood that they have taught us, that
we should try to cultivate. Not imitate, but cultivate. Try to follow in this footstep. Try to cultivate this kind of mood that the Goswamis had. So we'll conclude by reciting the 7th and 8th verses from Sri Shara Goswami Ashtakam by Srila Srinivasacharya. Radha kundatate kalindatanaya tire chavam sivate premonmadavashada sheshadasaya grastau pramatau sada gayantau chakadavare gunavaram dhavabhibhutau muda vande rupa sanatanau raghuyugam shri jiva gopalakum. He Radhe Vraja Devike Chalalite, He Nanda Sunokuta, Shri Govardhana Kalpapada Patale, Kalindivane Kuta. Ghoshanta Viti Sarvato Vrajapure Khedair Mohavyubalo Vande Rupa Sanatano Raghuyugo Shri Jiva Gopalakum. Jai Shri Sad Goswami Ashtakam Ki Jai. Srila Jiva Goswami Pad Ki Jai. Srila Vamana Devi Ki Jai. So before concluding, the topic of our session today was conquering the hearts in three steps. So I'd just like to say that just like how Vamana Dev conquered the demoniac heart of Bali Maharaj with his three steps, all of our hearts are also worse than, much, much worse than what Bali Maharaj is. That we are so full of demoniac qualities. So we beg the Supreme Personality of Godhead to conquer our hearts with his three steps. And when we reach out to others, when we are the ambassadors of Srila Prabhupada's movement for the entire world, whoever we come in touch with, we can conquer their heart also through the three steps of Vamanadev. It is called by contact, cultivation, and care. When we get in touch with people, we contact them. And then we start cultivating them, giving them Krishna consciousness little by little by little. And then we start giving them the care, the love that we received in Krishna consciousness. We share that same care with them so that their Krishna consciousness can also grow. So in this way, if we follow the three steps of Vamana Dev in our own life, of contact, cultivation and care, the three C's in our own life, then we will be able to conquer the hearts of everyone, of the entire world, and offer them to the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada. So with this, we will end our session here. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Hare Krishna. If there's any questions, comments, or reflections, we can take that now.
Thank you, Mataji. Very, very wonderful, enlightening class. And we are very grateful to you. We look forward to your association again in the future. If anybody has any question, please go ahead. And
well, I will thank you so much, Kamudiki Mataji, but I will miss all of your association for the next maybe two and a half months because I'm leaving to Sri Mayapur Dham next week on Monday. And we are intending, hoping, desiring to do Sri Vrajamandal Parikrama this year, along with Prabhu, myself, and my parents, all four of us. So we beg all of you to please bless us so we can complete this sankalpa for our spiritual masters. And for whatever it is worth, we will definitely pray for all of you. We always remember all of you and pray for all of you. But please give us your blessing so we can do this and complete our sankalpa. Hare Krishna.
Mataji, certainly will do, all of you. Very, very nice, wonderful devotees. Very surrender to Guru and Gauranga and Krishna, Radha Krishna, Radha Madhava.
So, thank you.
Wonderful. It happened. You did that time and there was, I was just always thinking about, when I was seeing all three of you, I said, I should also walk while I'm riding in a car. But then I didn't do. Didn't want to take chance because I didn't want to fall down again.
Were our inspiration when we were doing the parikrama. You were our greatest inspiration.
I'm hopeful to go, but I don't know whether I will be able to. Not, but I will, because one of my friends also wants to go, so maybe I will go with her. Otherwise, I don't know. Whatever happens, whatever desire of the Guru Gauranga.
Wonderful. Thank you, Mataji.
Hope you, I'm sure that you will be able to do all of you very nicely.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna Mataji, very, very beautiful, very, very beautiful meditative class. Thank you very much. It was very nice to hear all the beautiful details that you were sharing on Lord Vamanadeva's pastime, as well as glorifying Jiva Goswami. Thank you very much, Mataji. Thank you for coming on the call, and we will surely miss Mataji till you're back. Take care, Mataji. Safe journey for you. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Ji, Komodi Ji, Mata Ji, Koti Koti Dandvat Pranam, Ji Kala Sudha Mata Ji, Koti Koti Dandvat Pranam, Sila Prabhupada Sila Gurudev Ki Jai. Thank you very much, Mata Ji, for your association. My question is that, Mata Ji, I am one of the biggest demon. Yes, Mata Ji. From last 15 days, I told my ma 100 times a day that please take Lord Krishna's name. Sometimes I become angry. I know I am not good Vaishnavi, Mataji, but what can I do? Whole life she is taken Lord Laddu Gopal Seva, and more than 8 hours she is spending for the Sevas. But now she is an Alzheimer patient. So sometimes when the blood is not circulate, she forgot to take Lord Krishna's name. So Mataji, please correct me. How should I behave with my mother? I became angry from last 2 weeks. That is not good. I am feeling my Guru Maharaj eyes and Srila Prabhupada's eyes. But I give a food 3 times, give a bath to her, give a juice to her, all the sevas. But when she is not taking Lord Krishna's name, I become angry. That is not good, Mataji. It's not going to work. I know, but how can I control my anger? Please correct me. And can you please sing Vande Rupa Sanatana Laguru Go? That one also. Thank you, Mataji. Please guide me how I have to behave with my mother.
Dear Ashwinda Gopika Mataji, you are an amazing soul. Very, very, I am always very inspired personally by you. I know it's a very difficult and challenging situation. You're dealing with a lot of emotions. It's not easy what you're going through. The anger is actually coming out as a sign of your emotional frustration that, you know, Maya is going through this kind of trouble. So I would not really say that you are getting angry with her, but it is just an emotional outburst for you. But you should definitely, you know, not worry about it. Don't worry about it. That's all I would say. Don't worry about it. Depend more on Srimati Radharani. Your name is Vrinda Gopika. So I would encourage you to recite Vrinda Devi Ashtakam. You know, there is Vrinda Ashtakam that is there. You should seek shelter of Vrinda Devi. She will help you. She is very, very kind. She is very merciful. And you are her servant, actually. So therefore, I urge you to read the Vrinda Ashtakam.
Mataji, I know that if I lose my temper, it's not going to work. But Mataji, the situation has come 100 times. I have to say, my Ma, please take Lord Krishna's name. Please take Lord Krishna's name.
See, it is okay. It's okay if she's not able to. You know, it must be her situation, the situation of her body. But you take the name of Krishna for her. You don't have to keep reminding her. You just play Prabhupada's, you know, tape in front of her ears, near her ears. And whenever you're serving her, you chant for her. So she's listening. So it's not necessary for her to chant if she can hear, you know. So you don't have to force her to chant. Don't do that.
Yes,
because
Mataji.
Maybe it is her bodily limitation that she is not able to, you know. We
Mataji,
don't know
now
what
she is all right. Now yes. She is all right from last 1 week, but still not ready to take Lord Krishna's name.
Don't
and she is
worry,
so
don't
sincere Vaishnavi. So sincere Vaishnavi.
Don't force her. That's my advice to you, that don't force her. Whenever you are near her, you chant. You can put on Prabhupada's japa for her. But don't force her. That will make you frustrated. That will make her frustrated. Don't do that. You chant. Okay?
I follow your instruction and I will sing Shishi Vrindashtakam and Shishi Narsingashtakam every day in front of her. And every day she is hearing morning and evening Lal Govind Prabhuji's Shishi Bhagavatam class. Online
wonderful.
That is
and
in our language, Gujarati.
And please keep Srila Prabhupada chanting on all the
time. That is also going on.
Yeah, so that's good. That's good. What else do we want? So don't force her, okay?
But how it's possible that at the end of the life one can forget to take Lord Krishna's name?
She must be physically forgetting, but we cannot see her mind, right? In her mind, she will be definitely remembering Krishna, although that she is not able to take his name, you know, through her mouth. But we don't know what is happening in her mind. Krishna is taking care of her. You don't worry about that.
Yes, Mataji. Pray for all the Shishi Japa family, Vaishnavi, that they are also qualified to enter in Sridham Mayapur Dham, Sridham Vrindavan Dham, Shishi Jagannathpuri Dham. So pray for all the Vaishnavis of Japa group.
I definitely will. For whatever my little prayers are worth, I pray for each and every one of you.
And my Ma also.
Definitely. I've been actually chanting for your Ma every day. So I pray for her every day. So don't worry, everything will be fine.
Thank you, Mataji. Thank you.
Okay, so actually I have to leave for an appointment right now. So if it's okay with everyone, we can conclude here.
Yes, Mataji. Thank you very much, Mataji. for your valuable association. Vansha kalpata rupyasya kripa sindhu bhe eva cha tat pavane bhyo vaishnave bhyo anant kuti vaishnavind ki jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai Sri Vamana Dev ki jai Har Grace Kalasudha Mataji ki jai
Mataji ki jai anant kuti vaishnavind ki jai Thank you so much.
Thank you Mataji for the beautiful class. Hare Krishna.
Krishna, and thank I really beg for not being able to take any questions today. Thank you. Sorry for that. Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mataji, for the class.